Okay, well, tonight we're going to talk a little bit about you and God. And I've titled my teaching, Little Old You and God. And to start off with, let's think about what is the most popular verse that people would say is mentioned from the Bible. What is the one verse that stands out above all others that many people know and remember, and probably don't remember many other ones? But what do you think that verse is?
John 3:16.
John 3:16, yes. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And the point I want to make here is that God so loved the world. He loved everybody, every individual in the world. Nobody gets left out from God's love. And this verse tells me that the God Almighty, the creator of the heavens and the earth, is interested in each and every person in this world. And do you know how many people are in this world now? Almost 8 billion. And I remember, you know, years ago, I think it was 4 billion, 6 billion. Now we're up to 8 billion people. And God desires and wants all men to be saved, right? We know that from Timothy, that he wants all men saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. And what a wonderful God we have, that he cares for each and every one of us. And yes, he's into numbers. He wants everybody to come to him and be in his family. And as many as possible. And of course, Jesus Christ, when he ministered many times to hundreds of people, thousands of people. And well, on the day of Pentecost, how many people got saved that first day? About 3,000. 3,012, Jesus says. The word says about 3,000, so we'll go with that. Yet, God is not all about big numbers. He cares for the little folks, you and me, little old you, little old me. And I think sometimes we have a problem in our mind that God is not going to waste his time on just little old me. There's so many other people, so many other concerns, so many other things going on, that God, why would he waste his time messing around with me, caring about me? There's billions of people out there, and he's interested in me individually? Yes, he is. He is. He is interested in you individually, very much so. And really, it's amazing how personal our Heavenly Father really is. We discount him so many times that he's not interested in us because there are so many other people out there and there's more important situations going on. But that is not true. The manifestations indicated how much he cares for us and loves us and wants us to come to him. He comes to us, and we can come to him. And think about what God's word says in light of his care for individuals. And let's go to Matthew 18. I've got my Bible here. I'm going to use my Bible tonight. Matthew 18. Usually I write out the verses on my notes, but I'm just going to use my Bible tonight. And Matthew 18, and we're looking to see how much God cares for the individual. In verse 12, let's pick it up in verse 12. How think you, if a man have 100 sheep, and one of them be gone astray, doth he not leave the 99 and goeth into the mountains and seeketh that which is gone astray? And if so be that he find it, verily I say unto you, he rejoices more of that sheep and of the 99 which went not astray. Isn't that so true? And that's the heart of our God. In spite of all the many, many believers out there, He loves you individually. He cares about you very, very much. If you've got concerns and hurts, He's there for you. He really is. We've got to believe that. You know, so many of the records in the Bible talk about Jesus ministering one-on-one. Yes, He ministered to hundreds and fed the thousands and such. But what about the woman with the issue of blood? What a wonderful one-on-one situation. Even the woman caught in adultery, my goodness, what a unique situation. And yet, He is there for that woman to minister to her in spite of her making a big, huge mistake, obviously. But He was there for her. Zacchaeus, he was a wee one, huh? And yet, He was interested in him. So our Lord and Savior so many times worked with individuals. And our Heavenly Father is just like that. Let's go to Luke 15. Luke chapter 15. And let's look at something else here along these lines. Luke 15. And we're going to look at chapter 15, verse 7. And this is such a neat verse here. Verse 7, I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over how many sinners that repenteth. What does the word say? One. You'd think, you know, God would want a couple hundred before He starts getting excited. Nope. The angels in heaven, it says, one sinner that repenteth more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. You see, God just loves us in spite of ourselves. No matter where we're at, we cannot run away from God because God is going to be there for us. That's for sure. So, you know, when you got saved, they had a great celebration in heaven for you. And they're not stopped celebrating either. Well, Luke chapter 12. Let's go back to Luke chapter 12. Luke 12, verse 6. This is a fantastic section of scripture here. And I trust when we look at this, you see how vital your life is before the Heavenly Father. Are not five sparrows sold for two farthings? That's about 30 cents. And not one of them is forgotten before God? Isn't that amazing? Even the little birds that are sold for sacrifices or whatever, are they forgotten before God? No. Not even little birds. What about your life? Well, verse 7. But even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. I know I've lost a few in that count, but there's a bunch still up there. And our God, our Heavenly Father, loves us so much that He's counted every single hair on our head. Fear not, therefore, the verse goes on. You are more value than many sparrows. Well, I think so. Aren't we? Man, oh man, we are so valuable, so precious to our Heavenly Father. What a privilege it is to be His child, born again of His Spirit, isn't it? Well, it says in Ephesians 2:10 that you are His masterpiece, one translation says. That we are His masterpiece. It says in Ephesians 2:22 that you are the habitation of God through the Spirit. God lives within each and every one of us. So you think he cares about each and every one of us? Yes, he does. Yes, he does. There's another story I want to share with you out of the Bible, and I'm going to use the ESV translation. I think this communicates it a little smoother. And just let me read this, and we'll talk about it a little bit, okay? And if you want to go there, it's in Matthew 25, 31. And again, I'm using the ESV. Then I'll read to you. Verse 31, chapter 25. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. Before him will be gathered all the nations, and he will separate people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will place the sheep on his right, but the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me." Then the righteous will answer him, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you?" And the king will answer them, "Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers, you did it to me." Mm-hmm. I hope you see what is being communicated here. That those wonderful believers that reach out and touch the hearts of other people in need, and all these different needs that he lists out here, it's as if you were ministering to the Lord Almighty. That's how big it is. That's how valuable we are and how he sees our lives. "Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of these least of these, my brothers, you did it to me." What a fantastic scripture. You see, we are God's precious children. He does care for us. And little old me is a big deal before the Heavenly Father. You are huge before him. We should have such great expectations when we go to him in prayer. When we have situation needs, healing, whatever it is, God's there for us. We've got to see him bigger than I think we see him these days. Because he is there. He wants us to believe him, trust in him, and that he can deliver us and heal us. So our God is so personal, isn't he? And we can have such a wonderful relationship with our Heavenly Father. Think about this. You know, we're into our harvest outreach. We started Sunday at the fellowship yesterday. And I challenged everybody at that after meeting that we had to talk to one person, witness to one person each day this week, and just talk to them, make it available, whatever God puts on your heart. And why not? You never know that you would win a soul. Somebody that doesn't know Christ, you could be the one, the key that opens the door to be in the family of God. And you'll have the angels singing again and dancing, right? So speak to that one person tomorrow and bless them real big. And let them know that God loves them like he loves you. Okay? Well, Father, thank you for how you do love us and care for us, and that we truly are special before you. And I pray that your people can recognize that, Father, more and more, and believe you more and more, and walk out with great victory, great deliverance, great healing, and walk out opening the hearts of other people to your love, your grace, your wonderful words of life. So I pray this, Father, in the wonderful, powerful name of Jesus Christ. Amen.